Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance, and I'm so happy to have you here. If you're anything like me, you are also passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology. I coined this term Gromance for this passion, this love of falling in love with your ever-evolving self. It means you experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. Welcome to my space, and I hope you stay a while and explore. I release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in experts to have conversation about their journey of Gromance. Once upon a time, there lived a sweet little 13-year-old girl. Everyone in her family was hardworking and had a successful career. Competitiveness ran in her family. Because of this pressure and fear of becoming a failure or not being good enough, she started focusing on winning at all costs. She valued winning too obsessively and had this mindset that if she doesn't come first, then she's a loser. Her education system determined the smartness of a student purely by their grades. So naturally, topping her class meant everything to her. She worked insanely hard without much social interactions. She did not indulge in most of the fun activities that people of her age usually do. She was happy when she topped the class, but she felt miserable even if she placed second. She could never accept anything other than securing the highest grades. She continuously worked hard and won accolades and scholarships for her academic excellence. Her dream was to join one of the highly reputable engineering colleges in our country, and she realized that dream. However, in the last year of high school, she saw that her childhood friends whom she grew up with started drifting away and stopped talking to her or inviting her to social gatherings. After joining college, her connections with school friends weakened. When everyone else had close friends, she had no true friends to laugh, share secrets, and celebrate with. Although she was friendly, chatty, fun, and surrounded by people, she realized that she had lost her true friends. She felt disappointed and lonely. And that was the moment of realization that she had failed in building long-lasting friendships. This is my story, the story of the younger Pavi. Have you been through such painful experiences, or did you know the value of friendships since a young age? As I meditated on this and reflected on my childhood memories, I began to write a letter to my younger self. Pavi, life is more beautiful when you can hold on to those friendships closer. There is beauty in sharing love and being kind to one another. If there is no love, this world will go crazy and cease to exist. We are all connected only because of love. Love your friends and love your enemies too. Pavi, you're in competition with no one. Winning doesn't mean defeating other people and going to the top. It means doing better than what you were doing before. You are not defined by your failures. Failure is inevitable. Don't view them as failures, but see them as meaningful life experiences and learnings. They make you stronger and allow you to discover new paths. Pavi, your health is important. Keep yourself active, eat healthy, and schedule rest and recreation regularly. Pavi, you're beautiful, worthy, and you're exactly where you should be. Do not let anyone else tell you otherwise. Respect yourself for who you are. We are all beautiful. We are on a journey and we don't need to define ourselves by other standards. Younger Pavi would have certainly liked to hear that. I wish younger Pavi knew more about the essence of life and had learned the foundational elements of spirituality. I wish she knew that her grades and her success at school don't define her life. The true meaning of life lies in how she treats herself and the relationships she forges. Invest in friends who have the courage to tell you what they hate about you and still be loving and stick with you through tough times. Invest in your friendships. I did not realize the importance of them in my life during my childhood. I was too full of myself, my desires, my ambitions, and failed to look out for them or be there for them. We sometimes see friendship as context-oriented. When you are in school, you have one kind of a friend. When school is over, you just drop them and pick college friends. When college is over, professional friends, and so on. Friendship is not an advantageous transaction or give and take. It is not about having hundreds of friends all over the place. Friendship means building a true bond that lasts a lifetime and enhances your life experience. Now, friends, go and do a 10-minute meditation. Close your eyes and go back to your childhood memories. Think about the life you led, the memories that stuck with you, the joy and the pain you still carry within you. And after you meditate, write a letter to your younger self and let go of all the negativity. Share your learnings with me on my Instagram channel at romancewithpavi. And if you think anyone else needs to hear this story, please share this episode with them. Thank you all so much for being here and listening. I'm Pavi signing off. See you next week.